You want to hear what a manatee sounds like?
Thing where I sing better if I am barefoot. And I don't have socks on right now.
Everyone knows my name. They can read it on my sleeve.
Played a banjo badly.
Feel the heat from the fire that's been burning in your heart.
Like, I love the old vintage stuff.
Somehow the 60s and 19 days, they woke up in the dark.
We had to bury that stupid llama and it took us forever.
How to make music happen, how to make it pretty, how to make it dissonant, and I learned how to sing through them.
Don't have babies with crazy people, cause they never go away.
And then you could take like 6 pennies and tape them to the arm and it would ride over the wave.
Hello, everybody. Welcome to Moonshine and Music. I'm Joe Shelton, the host, and today we have for you a returning visitor, and he was here a while ago, like one of the first episodes of Moonshine and Music, but now he's here on the National Road Music Series. A few years later, we get to catch up with him in an interview. His name's Ray Hoskins, and in the interim between this, I actually produced an album for him. It's called Poison Apple Lies. You can listen to that wherever you want to listen to stuff. Anyway, this is our podcast today, Moonshine and Music. We are excited to have you here, and here's the interview with Ray Hoskins.
All right, we got Ray Hoskins here, National Road Music Series, Moonshine and Music. You're back on the show. How's it feel today to be here in the theater?
Good. I've been looking forward to playing here. I've come to the previous shows and like the theater a lot. So.
Yeah, it's fancy, right?
It's fancy.
Yeah.
It's been a long time since I've played in the theater. Really long time.
Well, I'm glad we can make that happen. You've been playing a lot of shows?
Mostly nursing homes and assisted living. This month I've got like 17 of them, plus these two shows.
Oh, that's
I've
a lot.
I've got this one and another songwriter's show Saturday night.
Yeah, I mean, 17 in a month is a lot. There's not that, you know, pretty much half the time you've got a show, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's fantastic. Do you play a lot of variety of music in those shows? What happens in a nursing home? I know they, you know, I'm
generally
not...
you go any place from the 1940s to about 1980. I'll have people that are like 93 to 95 and I'll have people that are 60.
Yeah.
So it kind of depends on the audience. And I usually ask what they like, you know, how many country Western fans do I have? How many Neil Diamond? I do a lot of Neil Diamond, Elvis Presley.
So do you like introduce them to your music as well when you're in there?
Not more than like one or two songs a show.
Yeah. Well, that's something.
Mm-hmm. I tend to not... I have basically two goals. One is to bring back memories that they like, and the other is to get them kind of, you know, with those memories feeling, you know, more alive.
Right.
Because it tends to be a very boring kind of setting most of the time where it's really, really difficult. Depending on the level of ability to connect, you know, and to do stuff. But at the assisted livings, people are pretty active and they can go out and do things. The long-term care people can't go out unless someone takes them on a bus.
Right.
So their activities are all in the show, in the building for the most part, except sometimes they get taken out on a bus. So trying to give them some variety in their lives.
So you put out the record Poison Apple Lies not too long ago. And
January of last year.
Yeah, how's that been going?
Slow sales. a lot of that's probably slow marketing. But still proud of the record. I'll be doing mostly songs from it tonight. I've got at least one new one I'm going to do.
Oh, we're going to get a brand new one tonight. That's beautiful. I like that.
The latest one I finished. So,
wow, that'll be awesome. You have a couple of ones that I really love. I hope that some of the favorites are on the bill.
Well, what are you requesting?
Well, I'm not much for requests, I guess, but let's not put it in form of requests. But right. You know, I like to hear the crazy people and, you know, stuff like that for sure.
Yeah, I'm going to leave people with that one.
Yeah. Okay. That's great.
That's a blessing. Thinking I'm probably going to start with the Poisoned Apple Eyes.
Oh, okay.
And then end with Crazy People.
Okay. Yeah, I can get down with that. That sounds great.
That's kind of my plan for the night.
All right. Well, you all fired up and ready to go?
Yeah.
All right. Well, we'll get you out there then. Ray Hoskins.
I love his songwriting. You're going to absolutely love him. His name's Ray Hoskins.
Good evening. It's Joseph. My name is Ray Hoskins. I can't see anybody, so I hope you enjoy what I'm doing. My first song is called Poisoned Apple Eyes. It's a title song from the album that Joe produced for me. I wrote this song when I realized that I had to break up with, I was about 19, break up with one of the prettiest girls I'd ever seen. She was incredibly dependent.
Just can't see.
choices, not mine. Next song, unfortunately, is an autobiographical song for myself and a lot of other, like three or four or five other people I know. There's like three themes in it. It's an advice song, especially for those of you who are still young in life. It's really a mistake we hope everybody avoids. And in that line, one of my friends yelled out one night from the audience, it's a public service announcement. It's called the Don't Have Babies with Crazy People Blues. After she done found her another man, about 8 months later, I began to understand. You don't have babies with crazy people, cause they're never gonna go away. You're gonna see them on the weekends, you're gonna haunt your holidays. No matter how you try, there ain't nothing you can do. Watch as they slowly drive your children crazy too. He was looking for a woman who would set his soul on fire. Instead he settled for one who fueled some baser desires. She never love him, nah, she just wanted to play. Now child and 2 hours later, she still won't go away. Don't have babies with crazy people, cause they're never gonna go away. You're gonna see them on the weekends, you're gonna haunt your holidays. No matter how you try, there ain't nothing you can do. Watch as they slowly drive crazy too. Doesn't really like women, and it hurts her through and through. When her son comes home and he starts to bully her too. Don't have babies with crazy people, cause they're never gonna go away. You're gonna see them on the weekends, you're gonna haunt your every friggin' holiday. No matter how you try, there ain't a damn thing you can do. Watch as they slowly drive your children crazy too.
Moonshine and Music is produced by Joe Shelton.
Our cameraman Grip Stunt Doubling. I mean, he does other stuff. Brent Lee Smith on audio. We've got Joe Shelton and Tony Seiler. And on artwork, Bailey Shelton. Lighting by Heather Warnstaff. Our production assistants are Patrick Zabriskie, Sarah Shelton, and Ray Hoskins. Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time on Moonshine and Music.